Welcome back to another episode of Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Dana Pacheco, and joined with me today, as always, are my co-hosts, Camden Powell.
Joined with you as always.
And Jackson Salvestrini.
Also joined with you as always.
Today we're going to be looking at the latest WandaVision episode in the first version of Justice League in preparation for the Snyder Cut, which we'll be releasing in just under a month. Yay!
Woo! So excited.
Super duper excited.
Doesn't sound like you guys are very excited.
I'm not, Jackson. I'm not excited at all. I hate Zack Snyder. He's a dumb name.
No.
Stupid name.
I don't even know how to spell Zack. Every time I write it in the script, it comes out differently.
Like, there's so many different spellings of Zack, you know? Like, you got the CK, the CH, the K, just the normal K, the Q.
Can't forget the Q.
Zauk. Yeah, can't forget it.
Hi, I'm Zack. Oh, how do you spell that? With a K? Uh-huh. Z-A-C? No, just K. It's pronounced Zack.
Hi, I'm Zack. Okay, how do you spell it? B-O-B?
That is what? Bob.
Nope, it's pronounced Zack.
It's Swedish. You wouldn't understand. And today, what we're looking at, one of them answers a lot of questions, while the other makes a lot of questionable choices. Take your pick as to which is which. We're going to have to see when we get there. But before we get there, how was everyone's week?
You know, I'll let Jackson take the reins on this one.
My week was just full of, you know, school. I had a test, didn't do as great as I wanted to. Then I had like a billion assignments too.
Hey, Dana, can you put in like a you know, how the audience goes,
oh. Oh, dude, I'm going to have audience in the whole time when I say the Zack Snyder thing. There's just going to be audience interference the whole time, dude.
Cool.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Jackson. A lot of homework, but now it is the weekend, so.
Weekend time.
Or is it? I don't know when you're listening to this.
Yeah,
it could be anytime.
I mean, when this is uploaded, it's going to be like in the middle of the week, so.
It's the weekend now.
The week ends when we start, all right? That's just how it works.
Yeah, pretty much. We just kill everyone's week.
We ruin everyone. Even if you got 4 days ahead of you, they're all wasted because you listen to us.
Yeah, you got to just restart your week after
this.
Yeah,
you just wait till the next episode and then try to avoid that one. But then you listen to it anyways. You're like, ah, man, this week's ruined also. Now I have another fun fact to start this episode off. This one is actually real, though. Do you know how many Justice League members were in the first ever Justice League comic book?
17.
Is it like... Okay, I was going to like set some ground rules for the competition, Jackson, but we're just going into it.
17.
I'm going to guess 16.
Jackson is closer only in name alone. There was originally 7 heroes. Does anyone want to take a crack at what the first 7 superheroes were?
The Incredible Hulk.
Nope.
Captain Marvel.
That is another. That's 2 strikes.
Okay, one more, Jackson. We got this.
No.
Barack Obama.
All right, both of those are incorrect. The first original Justice League members were Aquaman. Boom, he's in the movie. Batman. There you go. Another great one. The Flash.
Boom.
All right. Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Let's just skip over that one. Martian Manhunter. Superman and Wonder Woman. The original 7, if you don't count the one other one, and then the not a 7th member.
Yep.
It's exactly like
all five seven of them. Yeah. All 5 of them.
I mean, that's exactly how it works. But why do you think the movie didn't go for the 7?
They didn't have the build up, and they were threatened by Infinity War coming out soon, and they were like, ah, crap, we got to put up our own superhero team movie, but we haven't really explored Green Lantern, and we haven't really explored
we haven't done any movies that are worth mentioning, so.
Although, to be fair, they introduced Flash and Cyborg, so, you know, why couldn't they have just, you know.
That would have been too many. The audience would have been confused, Jackson.
Come on.
I know. I mean, the movie.
Because you know the audience that
just
goes to see this movie.
I was questioning everything. I was so confused. If they added another superhero,
2 characters,
I probably would forget.
I'd be like, what is this, Shark Tale? Come on, guys.
I watched it yesterday, and I've already forgotten most of it.
I watched it a week ago.
I have notes here to help us jumpstart. But before we talk about the Justice League, let's do the week's news, Justice. The first thing we're going to be talking about today, a little bit of math. Camden, I know you're a big math guy.
Mm-hmm. 2 + 2 is at least 3.
Nerd. Analytics predict Disney Plus to have more subscribers than Netflix by 2026. Disney Plus is projected to have over 294 million total subscribers, whereas Netflix is projected to have 286 million. But Netflix is still seen to be the more profitable of the two because they're like, hey, get Netflix for $18 a month.
Yeah.
I think that stat's probably going to be wrong because you know what's going to happen. They're going to release a Mall Cop 3 exclusively on Netflix and the entire population of the world is going to buy a subscription to Netflix.
7 billion subscribers to Netflix.
That's insane. Every single person, even people who were just born today, have bought a Netflix mm-hmm. membership so that way they could watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense to me, honestly.
What do you think? I think Disney Plus has been doing a pretty good job in the slow burn kind of thing. Like, they didn't have a lot of original content in the beginning, but ever since The Mandalorian was released, they've been doing a steady job of, like, here's new stuff we can make.
I mean, it's not like Netflix had a lot of original content when they just started.
They had The Office.
That's not original
content. And also, they started off by, like, mailing people their movies. Do you guys remember original Netflix? Yeah, they should have made some
original content.
They're like,
I don't remember it, but I knew it happened.
We got Netflix, but we can only play it off of the Wii. Like, they sent you the Netflix Wii disc, where you had to play movies off of the Wii disc to watch movies. Crazy times.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Yeah. Back when Amazon was a bookstore.
I went to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
You guys ever get Redbox movies?
Yeah, but that's more recent, I think.
Also, I don't trust Redbox.
Like, almost out of business.
Really?
Yeah, Redbox, yeah. I don't think people really buy them anymore.
Well, I mean, why would they?
Yeah, there's so many. You
just rent it
like
on Amazon
now.
Prime or whatever.
Man, this country's falling apart.
Rest in peace, Redbox. I'm gonna make something that's a blue box, and it just gives you an STD.
That's interesting.
$5 a pop.
Inject you like to just have if you the.
Depends how you define inject.
As in, like, your workers they
penetrates.
Find, like,
yeah.
They find dirty syringes around and you just put them in the blue box and it's like a, you know,
I mean,
random.
Syringe is like a pretty good way to call what it is. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't caught on by now. Danon's just been slowly nodding this whole time. I think he knows where I'm going with this.
I do. Like, you have a free Friday night and you're like, I think I want crabs tonight. And then you go in.
And then you go to Red Lobster and then they don't have crabs and you're disappointed.
No. You go to Joe's Crab Shack.
You go to every crab-themed restaurant. They're all out of crabs.
They're all closed.
You got to go to Blue Box. COVID. And then you're like, oh, I have to return it in 3 days? Okay.
That's how we keep the business going. You know, we can't just get rid
of it. How does it work?
Do
they just, like, spit back into the machine? They're like,
yeah.
There you go.
Endless supply. We just mix it all together, too. That's our jungle juice.
It's the jungle juice.
It's the jungle juice of STDs. That's crazy.
Well, jungle juice kind of already is an STD.
It's an STD on the drink community, but I...
Yeah. But this is a drink on the STD community.
I want to say, Camden, you completely nailed it.
Thank you. Bridgerton breakout star Reggie Jean Page to lead Dungeons & Dragons movie for Paramount.
I'm just saying, guys, it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. Oh, yeah. MCU, Schmemcu, DCEU, forget about it. Fast Universe, get out of here. It's D&DU time, baby.
I'm
would it
so
be
D&DCU? D&DCU. They're just going to shorten it over time.
Yeah.
D&DCU. Hey, have you seen the new D&DCU movie?
And then they just take DCU, and then everyone's like, wait.
Wait a minute. You
isn't
can't.
That Batman?
They have to change theirs.
Yeah.
We're the DCU, but... like superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the full title.
Yeah. We're the DCU, but instead of Batman, we have Batmen. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to see in the Dungeons & Dragons movie, Jackson?
I want
them to just roll dice.
Like there's
every
no filming?
Decision they have to make, like they have to pull a dice out.
What about before every line in the movie?
Yeah.
Before they speak, they have to go... Okay.
They just have the most, like, anal a dungeon master going like, all right, I want to go talk to the the bartender. Okay, roll. For why?
I want someone to get smited.
Yeah, just mess with it. Like, you know what? Your character's dead. And then it's like someone like Chris Pine or someone who just like dies instantly.
That'd be funny.
This is a very good Justice League area where it has a lot of potential here to be good. Let's just hope it is.
I don't know. You have a lot of faith in a Paramount movie.
Yeah, that is true. And they made Transformer movies.
Mm-hmm. And we all know how that went.
They were fantastic.
Real cars.
They're real cars.
No, they're not. You think you're going to go see Bumblebee on the street? I don't think so.
Finn Wolfhard says that season 4 of Stranger Things is going to be the darkest there's ever been. Lucky for all of you, we have the biggest scoop for next season. Not really sure what that means, but Dan, would you like to clear?
No, I'll take this one away. So the reason it's going to be the darkest season that they've had yet is they forgot to turn on the studio lights. And they also didn't have night vision cameras. So
I think that the season 3 flopped so hard that they couldn't afford lights.
Good theory. It's more of like a podcast now. I don't know who would do one of those nowadays, though.
No, that's a dying franchise. But I think that it's going to be the darkest season because everyone will be blindfolded because they're going to have to go to that the under or whatever it's called, the down under. They're going to have to go to Australia.
They're upside go to Australia, down. Australia, of course. And they're going to have to fight some.
They're going to go to the Outback
or something.
They're going to have to go to Outback Steakhouse, and you know how it is in the upside down. They got to be blindfolded the whole time, but they blindfolded the cast and crew and the cameraman, and they kept the lenses on for the cameras. So it's just,
oh God,
do you see that, 11? And it's just a black screen the entire season. I was like, it sounds so intense, but I don't know what's going on.
That's literally a
Are
podcast.
You guys a fan of Stranger Things?
I was.
It's strange, like, the things.
All right, Jackson.
Man, I hate you.
That's the one. That's
really
your one.
I hate you.
Total Drama Island will return with 2 new seasons on HBO Max. Now everyone knows this one. Are you excited?
I didn't know this.
I want Owen.
I'm pretty excited.
I want them to bring Owen back.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're actually going to, like, bring characters back or if they're just going to, you know, go with new ones.
I'm pretty sure Owen won the first season and then won again later.
Yeah, because he's the best character ever.
He is, but I don't think they need to bring him back. I'm fine with new characters.
Yeah, you would be.
You're totally casual. Fine with new characters, huh?
You don't know the complex lore of the Total Drama Island series.
It is pretty complex.
Yeah, come on. There's like Brittany and like...
If you just start saying white people names, you'll probably get them all.
Tyler.
Tyler, Brittany, Owen,
Gwen, Duncan.
So did they just look at a list of white people names? Because I'm pretty sure they did.
Bob, Billy.
We got Peter.
Pumpkin Eater.
Fox is working with Hasbro on a new animated series based on the long-running board game Clue. That's just a mystery show. That's not...
Also, is it like the same cast every time? Yeah. But every season, they just pick a new murderer?
Who
All
did
right, Colonel
it?
Mustard, it couldn't have been you. You were just the murderer last season. I'll never tell.
I don't... How are they going to do this?
It has potential.
They're gonna put a scoring... You know the score sheets for the game? They're going to put it on your screen, and you just have to write in marker on your screen as you go along. And you
No, it does
hits.
Like the step-by-step thing, so they're like, Mm-hmm. It's like Blue's Clues where they go like, it can't be the candelabra, and then they cross it off the list next to you, and you're like, oh...
I kind of hope it's exactly like the board game. Like, they all carry around cards, and they're like, all right, let's go to the living room now. And then they're like, I think it was Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the living room. And then it's like a play-along at home thing.
Colonel Mustard is dead.
Colonel Mustard's the one that died, guys.
And then they look over.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Ooh, that's...
Oh.
Yikes.
Well, this changes everything.
Paddington 3 is officially in the works. With that being said, Paddington 2 holds the Rotten Tomatoes record for the most reviewed movie to remain at 100% on the tomato meter.
I'm not impressed.
Respectable. Never saw it. What is it about?
It's about a bear. I never saw it.
Yeah,
a bear.
I'm pretty sure
I never saw it.
A bear
but...
who likes some marmalade sandwiches.
But is it, like, good?
Yeah. It's like one of those, like, you watch and you're like, I wish I was that bear.
I thought it would be one
I
of
wish
those
I could just crawl
movies.
Inside there and just skin. Take it over like it's an animatronic.
That's a bear.
I want to skin that bear.
I wish I could skin the bear.
I want to hang up Paddington's skin on my wall.
Hmm. Eat him like he eats those marmalade sandwiches. Well, he's been to prison. He's sailed a bathtub in a house. I'm not even kidding. This is all
he's
things
been
that
to
have
prison?
Happened. Yes.
Federal or state?
I'm pretty sure it was federal.
No way. He committed Could a federal wrong. Crime? Wow.
Well, he's just so quirky. He accidentally washed all the clothes with something that was red. All the prisoners had to wear pink uniforms.
Paddington, you stupid f***ing bear. I'm going to skin you alive and hang you on my wall.
Yeah, what do you think he's going to get into this time?
War crimes.
You think he's going to run into a hunter? And then it's just the
just
first 5 minutes he's running for his life?
It's a whole
yeah.
movie.
And then it's just 45 minutes of staring at his pelt on a wall, and everyone's like, oh my god, why would they do this?
I hope it's just like a dramatic hunting movie, where it's like the from the perspective of the hunters, but what? It's just Paddington is like the bear.
Danny Elfman, who is the same composer for the Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy, will return to score Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. You know who's directing that movie? It's Sam Raimi.
What?
Tobey Maguire is going to be in Multiverse of Madness. There's no way
he's
not going to
be
in it.
Come on.
They're just getting this so they can go like, oh no, it's Doctor Strange 2. And then they like, when they do the poster, they rip off behind it and it's Spider-Man 4. They're like, you lying sons of
No,
bitch.
Guys, this is Doctor Strange. I swear.
No, we promise. Look, he's on the poster.
Shh. Tobey Maguire.
Why is there a 4 on there then?
The rights to The Punisher and Jessica Jones have returned to Marvel Studios. Now Marvel has all of the Netflix characters back in their hands. Will we be seeing any of them anytime soon?
Yes. Tomorrow, actually.
You think so? Tomorrow. They're just going to be walking on the street.
Hey, is that Daredevil? No, I'm a lawyer who's blind. Oh, like the blind
like
they, superhero
like Daredevil.
Daredevil.
I know that guy.
Starts running.
No.
Does parkour
What's your
out
name?
Of there.
Matt? I think you're Daredevil, bro. No. Yeah, I couldn't be.
Hey, guys. Oh, shit, that's Iron Fist. No, I'm not. You got that dragon tattoo on your chest, you know, like Iron Fist. Oh, man.
You like
I really
got to
start
up a
wearing
wooden
shirts.
Board, and he just punches right through it. See, you're Iron Fist. No, I'm just good at karate.
Yeah, it's all about where you hit the board.
That was the strongest wood in the world. I don't know. It's weird.
You got to hit it right. I'm not Iron Fist. Do you want to see them, or do you... I think their characters are good for, like... sprinkle bits like
yeah
I don't think they need their own movies or anything, but I think they'd be really cool like
I hope
in
they have like a
if
big
we see Punisher
like maybe like a big like Christmas caroling scene and they kind of show up
yeah.
and join the gang I
and
think that'd
beat
be
up
a good
the
use
I want to see the Punisher
yeah
shoot some guns. I think the MCU could use some more guns.
They don't have enough guns. Do they?
I can't wait to talk about Justice League because our favorite superhero ever, who's known for
using
guns.
Spoil it. They haven't seen the movie yet, dude.
All right.
No spoiling. Danon!
Okay. All right, guys.
Danon.
I'm sorry.
Paul Bettany confirms that the big cameo in WandaVision isn't actually Evan Peters and is someone else entirely. Holy crap, guys. Who can we assume the cameo is going to be?
Magneto.
Holy
Magneto.
It's gonna be
Magneto.
It's gotta be Sir Ian McKellen.
I think it's gonna be young Magneto. Who plays him?
Michael Fassbender?
Wait, I think I made that joke already.
Michael Phelps?
Michael
Hello.
Phelps. He's the
I'm really good at swimming. Also, but, I can bend metal.
No,
You're
he's
my daughter.
Just Michael Phelps. In the subway commercial, though, he just swims through the town, like through the pavement.
Yeah.
You know?
We can't breach the hex. I can. And then he does a dive right into the hex and just swims through the other side.
He's just totally fine.
You're like, wow, maybe that's what all those gold medals are for.
Yeah. No, I think it's Magneto, though.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. You don't even want to hear why. You just
I trust you entirely, Kevin.
Well, I mean, well, when we talk about WandaVision, we'll get into why that probably makes sense.
Well, it's from a previous episode, but whatever. Whatever, playa. Am I right? Fist bump.
I'm going to ignore you. Okay. Marwin Kenzari is joining the cast of Black Adam. He was the guy who played Jafar in the live-action Aladdin movie. Everyone's favorite Jafar from the live-action Aladdin movie.
I was picturing the animated Jafar, and I was like, wow, how'd they get him?
Yeah. He's a two-dimensional person. But who do we think? Do you think he's going to be Black Adam, and The Rock's just going
to
be some
Rock
guy?
Is Black Adam. It has to be. If it isn't, I'm leaving the movie theater.
No, he's already officially been cast. I'm just saying, like,
no, he has to be, guys. Please,
I'm pretty sure. Please? Marwan Kenzari is going to be the like old dude that gives that mentors him.
The first old guy.
He's going to be old man.
Maybe. Oh, when he's younger, that's pretty smart, actually. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you never think.
I'd say they're doing... I'm going to fucking kill you, Jackson. Can I just say my goddamn thought once? I think that he might be like Billy Batson, where he's just the version of Black Adam when he's not Shazammed. Because I'd prefer a different actor than a CGI'd skinny Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I wouldn't.
I think that'd be funny.
It'd be really funny, but I want...
But they have
to
make
a
reference in it. If it's CGI'd small Dwayne The Rock Johnson, they have to like reference him as like, oh, you're as small as a pebble, huh, bud? Because like The Rock.
You will never be Rock the Johnson.
You will never be a full Rock. Never.
Or a Black Adam. What?
Breaking news, Jackson. The news is broken.
Breaking news.
Sasha.
Guys, someone just broke my window.
Breaking news.
Sasha, this is a breaking entry in my house, guys. I don't know what's happening.
Guys, there's someone upstairs.
Sasha Kaye has been cast as DCEU's Supergirl and will make her debut in the upcoming Flash movie, Flashpoint.
Hey, do you mind if I scream for a second?
Yes.
What the fuck is this movie?
It's obviously going to be, Justice League, but with different
characters.
I looked
up what she looks like. She looks pretty okay for this role. Good for her.
I mean, like, hell yeah, Supergirl. Sweet, we get an iconic character. But why?
But
why do we have to introduce everyone in someone else's movie?
Yeah, they didn't do that for Marvel, and that was a good idea.
Nope.
They did that like a few times.
They did that.
Yeah, they did. Don't you remember Thor Ragnarok? They introduced the character Hulk.
Or in the Avengers where they introduced both Iron Man and all of the other Avengers, minus Hulk, because he wasn't introduced until Thor Ragnarok.
I don't think that's when they introduced Iron Man.
But I do think in Civil War, they introduced Spider-Man and Black Panther in that one, and that worked out.
Yeah, but Marvel knows how to do it.
Weren't the like solo movies in the works
but
already?
And that's the thing I'm saying. Like,
I don't think we're going to get a solo movie of Supergirl.
And that sucks. I'd rather get a solo movie of Supergirl.
I don't think we're going to get a solo movie of anyone but Han Solo. Because that's what the solo
movie was.
We told you one joke. One joke this whole episode. And you've made like four now.
You're on thin ice, buddy. Before we get that plank of wood.
Guys. I'm just too funny.
You know what? I give you ratings now. What do you think the Flash movie is going to be? I'm going to give it a 7.
I'm going to get out of 10.
I really like 7? Ezra Miller. It's Ezra Miller, right? Ezra Miller is actually.
Until I see a trailer, then I'll change my rating. But I'm just saying 7 now because
they
just
I actually think it's going to be pretty good because Flash is just like a cool character.
9.
You know?
Yeah. And I want it to do well, 9. But they keep throwing shit into it.
There's not too much you can mess up with the Flash.
I'll wait till we talk about Justice League, buddy.
I know. But like in a solo movie, I think they're going to be okay with him. They already
Is it a solo movie when they have 30,000 superheroes in it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I get to make that call.
Well, then I'll change it to a 9.
Okay. I'll give it a 6.9 because it's funny.
And I respect your rating system.
That's not funny.
Thank you.
No, I did.
Well, we don't like your jokes, Jackson, and you keep popping off like goddamn
like Mary Poppins.
Nailed
it.
I was going to say a comedian, but you beat me to it by saying Mary Poppins.
The most famous comedian of all time.
She gave kids cocaine.
You want to know her famous joke? I farted. And then she played the breath sound effect like 10 times.
Aww.
All right, Jackson, you're 1,000 times funnier than Camden.
It wasn't a joke. That's her number one joke.
I wasn't ready before. Now I am. You being a superhero is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. Now take me flying or I'm going to tell everyone you're invincible. Sorry, not sorry.
Now let's talk about trailers. The first one we're going to be talking about is Invincible. Looks pretty good.
Yes. We've seen a trailer for this before, right?
It was like a Comic-Con trailer or something.
It looks good. I'm excited for
this. It looks really good.
But this one shows more. Like, it shows, like, character development.
How am I going to watch a show if I already know? And aliens. Alien blood.
Superhero team.
Bloody aliens.
Justice
Not enough.
Blood or sex? Aliens? Oh.
If I'm being honest, for me.
You'd be surprised, Cam, that they're actually not allowed to put that in the trailer, but there's going to be a lot of
YouTube policy. Got it.
Yeah.
That's the whole show, actually. This is just a front.
I definitely want to check out the first episode or so. I don't know if they'll release it in bulk or like one at a time, but I want to give this a shot because it looks pretty
good. Oh, I think I'm going to watch most of it. It looks really good.
I think I will, too. I might even get an Amazon.
We might review all of it for an episode.
I don't know. We might do that. We might do that.
We might do that. Really depend. Does it when July? Did it say sometime in the summer?
That's too far. I'm gonna forget by then, dude.
No,
I'm because gonna forget.
We're gonna say, hey, how great.
You're gonna count down the seconds, bud. We all know you're a huge invincible. You're right. Fan.
It's because I secretly am also invincible. I've been shot 37 times in the chest, and the doctors said it might have something to do. Yeah, the doctors say it has something to do with all the heroin that I do. But I don't think that that's the case. I think I have superpowers.
I think it's probably the heroin.
I think you're just like my dad.
Camden, you're going to stop doing all that heroin. Shut up, Dad.
That was nice. We did that at the same time, maybe. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it shows up in post, but can you line
we'll
it
fix
up?
It. So... We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix that one.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
The next trailer is Cruella, the character from Spider-Man, and also Batman.
What?
You know, Cruella.
No, Jackson, I don't. Please tell us who Cruella is from Spider-Man and Batman.
She's essentially the girl Joker, but has a dress that catches on fire. It's like Hunger Games met the Joker.
I was just about to say, is this Katniss Everdeen meets the Joker?
Yeah.
She didn't say.
And they made
I'm
a movie
Joker,
about
baby?
It, and it also features dogs. Can't forget the dog.
No, no, I'm
multiple. There's 100 of them actually.
Yeah, at least 100. Maybe even trailer. One more.
Whoa! That's...
You saw dogs in the trailer. There were dogs in the trailer. You're just messing with me.
There's Dalmatians. Everyone, let's stop what we're talking about right now. Let's stop what we're talking about for right now. How do you say Dalmatians? It's a hard pronunciation of the L, correct?
Dalmatian.
Yeah, Dalmatian.
Dalmatians, right?
I think you can either say Dalmatians or Dalmatians.
It's Dal.
I don't think either way is right or wrong.
What about Dalmatians?
I think.
Shut up.
I think I'm
shut
right.
your mouth. You're so stupid.
I'm
You're so ignorant,
right.
Dana.
There's never been a word in history that you could say two ways. Duh.
Read.
You're right.
Red.
Totally are.
Jackson, I'm don't spoil it you. For the viewers at home.
Speed.
They need to do the research
sped.
On their own.
Eat.
Wait.
Et.
Dan.
Race car. Pushing... Raskir.
That's what they call the. You can spell race car backwards.
Yeah, they call that a synonym.
A monogram.
That's not a synonym. It's a hologram, right?
Yes.
That's what you said, Dan? Yeah, hologram.
A hologram. Let's talk about Cruella. I mean, it looks okay. Now, we've all seen movies where you could do it about the villain. Like the cinematic classic Joker, which was...
I'm the Joker, okay. baby.
Which was really good. And Dan hates it for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know it. Why you hate that movie so
I don't
much,
hate it.
It's so good. They had a phoenix in the movie, and you hated it. So stupid.
Where was a phoenix in the Joker?
The main character, yeah. Are you stupid?
Oh, there God.
There he goes.
Everyone's just making Jackson jokes today, I guess. Must be something in the water.
JJ's.
Cruella, see Jackson. It on Disney
actually,
Plus or
in
theaters.
In my water bottle.
I have minerals in my water. Do you want me to read you the ingredients?
Can I have some?
Yeah.
Can you like give me some water through the camera? Thanks, bud.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, don't spill it.
Oops.
So, Cruella. Am I right, guys?
No, you're wrong.
Wow.
Get over here!
Mortal Kombat. Yep. They're making a movie about it, and it looks pretty okay.
I think it looks great.
I just, I don't know. Don't hate on me for this one.
Danon never hates been a big game, Mortal Kombat fan. Camden hates any game that isn't Minecraft, that's why.
That's I do not hate true. Anything, period. That's not true. I like Minecraft story mode.
Minecraft dungeons?
Dungeons?
Mm-hmm. All the versions of Minecraft stuff, like Bedrock, they got that one. The pocket one, put in your pocket.
I'm also fond of Minecraft adjacent games such as Terraria, and if we're really Tetris. Stretching it out there, Fortnite maybe. There's building, so I can relate.
There's building, so it's you build. I like construction workers.
Bob the Builder simulation love video that game.
Show.
Mortal Kombat, though.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat.
Very violent, very gruesome. We get your catchphrases. We get your Raidens in there.
Opinion.
I'm excited.
Opinion. Yes. I think Invincible was more gruesome than the Mortal Kombat trailer.
I disagree
okay. Because those were cartoons.
Okay, and?
I also disagree because he literally made a knife out of some dude's blood and stabbed him with it. Like,
come yeah, on. But that was, like, that's... fine.
It's fine.
The blood I've seen it before, you know. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing new sick. There. I've seen it.
Where have you seen that before?
You don't want to know.
I will say, however,
oh god.
I will say, however, that for as great as most of the trailers, there are little bits where you're like, okay, that could look better. Like Kano shooting a laser out of his eye. They were doing the thing where his head was facing sideways so the camera could CGI on the back end. And it was like, I'm shooting a laser. And it was like, I feel like you just looked up laser effect, copy-pasted it onto him staring at a wall.
Yeah, I was really confused where the laser was coming from, so thank you for clarifying that. I thought it was like his forehead or something. Brain laser. Brazer.
My brazer
going brazen.
Who do you think is going to win? Do you think it's going to be that one random character that's never been in a Mortal Kombat game? Or do we think it's going to be Scorpion?
I think it's going to be Superman.
Superman.
Superman. Ooh, I'm Superman. I fly.
What about you, Jackson?
I hope it's the Mortal Kombat character that everyone loves.
And wins the championship. And
wins the championship, you know?
As do I, man. I love that person.
Yeah, that character. I also as well
enjoy how they fight
and win
the championship.
Exactly.
Sorry for any spoilers of Mortal Kombat. It's coming out in April. We'll make sure to review it.
We live in a society where honor is a distant memory. Isn't that right, Batman?
Speaking of things that we're going to make sure we're going to review, seamless segue, it's time to talk about the trailer that we missed by almost a full week because it released the same day we released our last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Zack Snyder's Justice League, the official trailer. Why is it in the square format?
I cannot tell you.
They watched WandaVision and went, wow, I like that aspect ratio. Let's do that.
No, but Camden, you forget this movie's been already made for like 25 years, apparently.
But the trailer is not made for 25 years.
I didn't know we had a guest star.
You're just a small brain plebeian. The complexities of the plot of the Justice League films, not just the Joss Whedon one, but the Zack Snyder one as well, could melt your pea brain.
Joss Whedon? Joss Whedon? More like Joss Wiener.
More like just... No, that's good.
just
wheat.
Let's get down to the big moment in the trailer. Joker.
Oh wait, no. Let's build to that. First of all, we finally get a look at Darkseid. He's just huge. He's just a big guy.
Big guy. Built like swole.
Like Thanos, you're like, fights. Oh, he's like 8 feet tall. Darkseid looks like 12 feet tall.
Yeah, he looks a little too unreal for me. You know, I'd like a little bit more realism in my superhero films, personally.
Mm-hmm. I think he looks sick. I think he looks amazing.
Again, Jackson, he can't look sick and amazing at the same time. Those things don't go.
Why does he look so unhealthy, Jackson?
But he looks amazing. I mean,
he's a big rock man. That isn't normal.
Rock.
I will say, however, I'm going to say two things here. One, not a huge fan of the DCEU continuing the trend of giant big gray monster as the main enemy. And second,
I'm okay with it.
Although Steppenwolf's design is a huge improvement on the dumpster fire from the original movie, it's still terrible.
Yeah.
I hate the way Steppenwolf... Well, not only just the armor, when he doesn't have the armor on, and it's just the shape of his head, and you see it's not a helmet, he just has, like, weird backwards horns. I was like, why do we have to see this?
You know, here's the thing. That was, like, a conscious choice, you know? Because like all these studios, they all generally know, like, who to contact when you want, like, a design made, or you want an original design for this, or you want it to be translated to CGI. And, like, they can all pretty much produce the best quality of work with the budgets that they all have, right? So making him look like that was, like, a decision. Like, a conscious... They went, that's the one right there. We can do better. No. Him.
I don't get it, though, because Darkseid is, like, a perfect adaptation from the comics to the movie. You just put the big old weird gray thing on his head. He's got the red laser eyes. And he's just made out of stone. There you go. There's Darkseid. You know what Steppenwolf looks like in the comics? He's just a dude with a goatee and an axe. Not even... He looks human. Well, so why does he look like the Goombas from the Mario Brothers movies? Twice. Why did they go like, ah, now the first time we didn't do it right. Let's make his head wider and his face smaller. I don't get it.
It's a good question.
All right, maybe it'll be answered.
Sorry
maybe
for stealing. It's your turn now.
Oh my god, you're so right. At the end of the trailer, we finally get the moment we've been waiting for. Although it's not from the best Joker out there, we get it. He says it, and everyone, let's say this in unison. 3, 2, 1. We live in a society.
We
live in a society. Yeah. He says it. And then he goes, Batman.
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 Don't you agree, Batman?
It was so
the
like
Joker looks a lot better, like a lot.
Yeah,
better.
No, 100%. I prefer this weird, like cooperation Joker Batman thing than whatever they were trying to do with the Suicide Squad Joker.
Yeah,
his voice was so raspy though. I thought he was like, "Isn't that true, Batman?" And I was just like, "Oh wow, they just left that in the trailer." Okay,
you call him Butt Boy. You got a little butt on you.
Jared Leto could play a good Joker.
He could play the best Joker, but they just keep giving him weird stuff.
Yeah.
Just make him a serial killer who, like, gives people smiles.
This Joker is the same, in the same universe as the original Suicide Squad?
Yes. I don't know what's going to happen in this demon future.
Why is he so different?
Because no one liked his old design.
But then they shouldn't make him from the same universe.
Well, I'm
just saying,
sure
okay, we know it was bad. We're throwing it out. We're going again.
Wait, isn't Snyder Cut like not
canon?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the Snyder Cut is going to be not canon until it does well. Then they're going to be like, oh, it's going to be canon.
Oh my God. It better be, bro.
But I want to throw this one thing out here before we continue. Do you think a lot more of the movie will take place in this weird nightmare future? Because there was no flashbacks like this in the original Justice League.
I think so. I hope so. That's probably where all the footage came from, don't you think? Because if it's a completely new movie, but they didn't really reshoot anything.
Yeah.
It had
I think
to
it's just
going to
be
somewhere.
Recoloring everything and then the nightmare scenes.
Yeah, probably.
Whatever. We'll see it in a month. We'll give our 4-hour rating from there.
God.
Jesus.
I don't want to do that.
Did someone say WandaVision?
I didn't.
No one did.
So what happened in the last week's episode of WandaVision was she made the hex a little bigger. And now she all did. You can ask is, what the hex is going on? things are starting to change. But not in the fun way. Not like the first 6 episodes where we're like, oh, this is so creepy. This is so weird. Now it's just getting sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One is just like full on depressed now. The world's falling apart. Vision just found out he died twice in front of Wanda.
Yeah, and he's like, ooh, then, that hurts. Oh, well.
But the thing that confuses me about the whole Vision knowing everything now, he doesn't remember it still.
Yeah.
Do you think when, because it's not an if, when he leaves the Hex or whatever, and they somehow either like kill him or like let him come back before he dies, do you think he'll get his memories back, or will he die?
God, I hope
like,
so.
Like, as a third different Vision?
I hate the whole, I lost my memory trope. I hate it so much. It's not fun to watch. It's just irritating, you know?
Well, I mean, I think whenever it's done correctly, like, if it's not an amnesia, someone hit my head. Like, in this case, it's like, she's rewriting reality, so it kind of makes more sense than when someone's like, oh, I got shot in the chest, and I forgot my name.
I know, but as a viewer, I just don't think it's fun to watch. I don't. Because, like, it's annoying, like, having to waste screen time watching a character get explained something that you have already watched probably multiple times. It's just obnoxious.
Yeah. I mean, they did make it pretty quick.
No,
I did appreciate how they're just, like...
I have a feeling like it's going to play a larger role moving forward, you know?
Mm-hmm. Unless he dies in the next
Unless
two episodes.
Unless he dies. That'd be funny.
That'd be super funny and not
I'd
at
laugh.
All sad. I'd be like, haha, one of the best characters in the MCU.
Oh, man. He's
you know
dead.
What's interesting about this show that I've noticed so far? All the good guys are, like, incredibly good. Like, they're not like, I don't know, this is a gray area. They're always like, this is the right thing to do. And they, like, Jimmy Woo,
Monica. Yeah.
Darcy, they're just like Vision. They're like, this is the right thing to do. I don't care what's gonna happen. I have to do this. And you're like, yeah, give me that.
So,
I don't
does
want
someone
want
to give a quick summary before we just keep talking about it?
Okay.
Whatever.
Wanda's depressed. Everything starts glitching. Vision wakes up. Darcy is in the Hex now. Vision does the old temple rub thing. Darcy's like, oh, I'm Darcy again. She fills him in over the last 10 years of cinematic universes. We get another Ultron name drop. He's going to show up at this point. It's the fifth name drop.
It's either going to be Ultron or some other cameo. I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. And then the big twist. Jackson, I'm going to let you have the gravitas in this one. What is the final moments of this thing that we see?
Okay, yeah, you forgot one thing. Monica Rambeau has superpowers.
She does.
Goes back into the Hex and is unaffected. So we can see she has powers that kind of like protect her from Wanda.
Energy powers.
But the final twist is, Agnes is actually a witch.
What?
That we literally predicted.
Agatha Harkness? Say what? What was that? How'd that song go? I like that. That was funny.
Who's been messing up everything?
It's been Agatha all along.
That was a really funny way of like showing how she was manipulating everything instead of doing like the Joker or the Puss in Boots thing where it flashbacks to each scene. It just does it in a quick little ditty. And then she goes and ends the song with, I also killed the dog. And then you're like, that's
Agatha.
It. I hate her.
I knew she killed the dog.
Yeah.
I knew.
No,
the dog didn't just eat the bush. Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
I think
but the question
good
is, why did she kill the dog?
I think because she's trying to see the limits of her powers. Because she was able to create life with her twins. And then they weren't there at her house. She's probably like holding them somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, she was kind of like egging her on. Not really egging her on, but remember she said, like, you can do that? You can bring people back to life?
Well, because, I mean, it only makes sense, like, to test that because she can bring back an animatronic. She can bring children from nothing into life.
Mm.
What's to stop her from bringing people back from the dead?
So the question is, what is Agatha doing there? Like, why is she there? Is she just there because she just likes fucking with people? Or... like, what's her purpose of being
there?
The
commercial of this episode was Nexus. And it could be that, like, either the book or, like, Westview itself is a Nexus point where it's, like, a bridging of multiple places where maybe this Agatha doesn't exist in our reality. But she's like, oh, in my one, I got kicked out. And I came over here. And I was like, oh, look, Scarlet Witch. She's super powerful. Let me take her powers.
Maybe that's why she was able to bring Quicksilver over.
Yeah, maybe because of the Nexus point, she's like, all right. Mm-hmm.
And but that's also, why it's hard for things to travel in there, because it's like you're basically crossing realities.
Yeah. And it also seems, though, that Quicksilver is working. They released a Funko Pop like image of the Quicksilver from the Halloween mm-hmm. episode. But it said, in quotation marks, Pietro Maximoff, like with quotes. So I'm pretty sure it's either saying like, oh, yeah, it's Quicksilver, but it's like the different universe one. Or it's saying that Quicksilver is, this is my final Quicksilver theory that I'm going to throw out here for the rest of this season. I'm pretty sure Quicksilver, Evan Peters, Chris Evans' brother, Peter Evans,
yep.
Evan Peters is like in disguise as Quicksilver, but he's going to play like one of the bad guys in the Doctor Strange movie.
Really?
Whether it's Mephisto or Nightmare.
So you don't think it's Quicksilver from the X-Men movies?
I don't think it's Quicksilver. And I think that's what the big cameo is we're going to actually see one of the X-Men from another reality show up. Magneto, Wolverine, whatever.
I don't know what they're going to do with this character, but I think that they realize it would be stupid not to make him be Quicksilver, you know? Like, it would be dumb from, like, a money-making standpoint and, like, a story standpoint to not have this be the place where they cross over and bring in an actor from that universe to play the same character. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, nothing in this show makes sense. The only thing that does make sense is that nothing makes sense.
The only thing that makes sense is it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I want to say something about this show that I really enjoy. And the first time I've like seen it done in like a big production like this was in The Mandalorian. So it's kind of like becoming like a Disney thing. Is I really like when they mess with the aspect ratio of the show while you're watching the show. They did it in The Mandalorian in like, I think it was the first episode where they were hunting that giant worm thing of the second season. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When the worm like came out of the cage or the cave, they expanded the aspect ratio to fit like your entire TV instead of like having the black bars on top and bottom. Just to like show like the size of it. And that was cool from like a storytelling standpoint. But what I like what WandaVision does is to like signify different parts of like where you are in reality, they change the aspect ratio. So like when we were watching it, like when it was Modern Family type style with the talking heads, it like filled your entire screen. But then when we went to like true reality, not like the television show airing, it like shrunk down to be like movie style aspect ratio, which I thought was cool.
I also thought it was interesting that they like kind of hid the segue from when she walks into Agatha's like weird dungeon cave thing. Like when she turned into the dark and walked down the alleyway, the ratio changed. So when she stuck her head out, you
kind of see it, but you couldn't.
Yeah. And then the thing, because that's been our only indicator for this whole show, is that the ratio when it's IMAX real world, when it's whatever other ratio, it's just the TV show.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to say the least. I think the easiest way to summarize this episode is it was just filling us all in for the last two episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, we don't want your theories anymore. This is what's going to happen. Like, they it showed felt us
kind of boring only because these are things we've already talked about.
And the thing is,
and it's
like,
a build up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, people aren't putting, the average viewer isn't putting in the same effort of like decoding this as we are, as hundreds mm-hmm. of other people on YouTube and everything are doing. So for us, we're like, oh yeah, Agatha Harkness, that makes sense. But for someone who's like, I really like Vision of Wanda,
she's a witch.
They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah
like I think it's a necessary episode, but it wasn't
they
it didn't
still
really
left
reveal
a lot
anything.
Of things like unanswered.
Yes,
where are
for
the
sure.
kids? We don't know.
Where are the kids? Where why is Agatha the there? How is Monica going to use her powers? Like,
what
is... We don't even really know Monica's powers other than she can see electric fields.
I'm assuming it's going to be like
by choice,
energy
too.
Absorption
she's gonna,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, some type of energy. Well, when she landed on the ground, it looked like
she like took
the
kinetic
impact.
Energy.
Yeah, it was
so
like
I wonder,
the
can
Black
she redirect
Panther
that? Yeah, like yeah. Black Panther can.
The biggest questions we have left, because I think we're dealing with a two kind of villain thing. I think one episode will take care of Agatha, and the other episode we're gonna have to take care of Director Hayward,
mm-hmm.
because in this episode they're like, yeah, they don't care about Wanda at all, they just want Vision's body back so he can work on whatever, like Project Cardiac or something.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he is Ultron and they're trying to make Sentinels, sticking with that one.
Yeah,
that's my one.
I mean,
Wait, you think Hayward is Ultron?
Or at least in cahoots with Ultron. He's either Ultron or doing cahoots, because if Vision can change his appearance, why can't Ultron?
Was there like a join code for that cahoot? Can I play right now?
100%.
That was the Mii theme song, wasn't it?
I don't know how to.
That's the Wii Shop, Danon. You don't know your songs.
That's cahoot.
I'm just going to put the Kahoot thing over so people don't hear you be mean to me.
Okay.
Danon, I forgot you have the God complex and no one can be mean to you.
God complex.
He has to cut out any forms of disrespect towards him.
I'm like Wanda.
You're like Wanda.
No, it'd be Agatha now.
You're Agatha. Not
as cool, though.
Yeah.
And not a woman.
Yeah. So not as cool. That's right.
Yeah.
Here we are. Respect.
Also, you know what was funny to me? Or not funny, but like interesting to me?
Mm-hmm. What's interesting?
How like they were still doing the show in the whole, like Kevin said, the Modern Family style. So it was still like a TV show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like they were doing the little interviews, side interviews.
Yeah, I was really hoping they did something like that, by the way. I was really hoping for a talking head for like the 2010s era.
Yeah. And it was good, but then like we find out from Darcy that there's been no like broadcast recently.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was weird. Like, okay, it's like a TV inside the Hex, but like now outside the Hex, they can't even really see it. So like, what's the point? Who's it broadcasting to?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. Mm. And the last thing I have to say about the episode was, because I've been paying attention, I don't know why, to this one specific thing the whole show. Vision's eyes have like fully gone back to robot eyes. Because in the first one and everything, like his makeups for when he's Vision is there, but it's like minimal kind of. And then as the story progressed, it got more and more detailed. Like in the one where Wanda and Vision were arguing, he was full Vision, but his arms were just purple. Like he wasn't Vision under his shirt. He just had purple painted arms. And then now he's full on Age of Ultron Vision again with like the robot eyes and the paint and everything's all there. That was interesting.
I noticed how him and Monica had the same. They actually like literally have the same color eyes.
Yeah, and maybe that's connected.
No, I don't think so. But
it's probably not.
Superpower eyes look the same as Vision eyes.
That's interesting. Well, I'm excited to see more. Anyone have anything they want to say to the class?
It was a
Jackson.
Good
episode. I saw you peeing in the corner.
Jackson, you can't keep doing that, man.
Don't make me pull your cards.
You know me.
We'll move your card down. You'll be in yellow.
You're going to be a yellow card, mister. Yellow for pee-pee.
If I get another red card, I'm going to go see the principal, and he's going to tell me I'm a bad kid, and then I'm going to never recover.
And then this will be my downward spiral. All right, everyone just stretch a second. We're about to get into this one. It's surprisingly still not the worst movie we've ever reviewed, but it's up there. All right. Now let's talk about 2017's Justice League movie, directed and co-directed and redirected by Zack Snyder and Joss Whedon. Although, to say this is Zack Snyder's movie kind of probably isn't that much. Now before we get into it, anyone who hasn't seen the Justice League movie, here's a really quick summary for you. Steppenwolf. Some very old god is like, I'm going to combine these three random mother boxes.
The infinity boxes.
The infinity boxes. And stones, then make a portal and then blow up the earth. Well, it's like convert the earth to an evil planet. Whatever, whatever. And you know the only one who can stop them? It's Superman. Exclusively Superman.
Yeah, none of them can do anything.
None of them are competent enough to do this.
Yeah, so the whole movie is then like, we got to get the Superman in here. Not really, but kind of.
Just want to put it out there. I'm probably going to be the devil's advocate for this movie because second rewatch, I did not think it was bad at times, but I thought that there were quite a few redeeming qualities.
I feel, and this is a strong thing coming from me because I've always thought nothing but negative things towards Batman versus Superman. I think this is worse. And here's why. Because at least in Batman vs. Superman, which we will be reviewing later before Kong vs. Godzilla, don't worry, we're going to get you. the thing I don't get, like the thing with Batman versus Superman, every shot, every scene had a purpose. Even if I didn't agree or thought the purpose was dumb, there was a purpose and an intention with each scene. Yeah. Why did Barry Allen have a 3-minute bit about brunch?
Because it's essential to his character. He brunch.
Yeah, I feel like they saw Tom Holland's Spider-Man and they're like, God, we need to make the Flash that. We gotta
do that.
Instead of just making the Flash, you know, his character. You know, the Flash that everyone already knows and loves.
Really likes.
The one that, like, one of the most likable superheroes. Works well. The one that already is a different character that works. Let's just do Tom Holland. That was so dumb.
I think it worked. I really liked.
Well, Jackson, when we get into our reviews, we found Simon F. is going to prove you wrong.
Yeah, we have. We also found some great reviews online that we will talk about after all this. That it's just going to make you happy. It's just going to make you smile. We're not going to do a scene by scene because we'd be here for. And honestly, the movie is shorter than I thought it was. I thought it was like 2.5 hours. It was only like barely hour 50
kind of. I think it's just like we're skewed because we keep talking about Zack Snyder.
Yeah, because
so maybe we like thought it was already a long movie, just made longer. No, he added like 2 hours.
No, this man added like, a completely second film to it. I was like, isn't Justice League like 2.5 hours? No, we were wrong. It wasn't even 2 hours.
I honestly think that if they had put more time into some of these like important scenes, such as, you know, like the whole reviving Superman and the whole like him getting the boxes, I feel like those parts of the movies were just so rushed and like you didn't get enough out of them that you should have, you know.
Yeah. My first question, most of my complaints will be through questions of this movie. Why does this movie have 3 opening scenes? We get the first one where it's the
exposition.
Yes, I understand. But we get the first one where it's like, Superman. And you're like, okay, that's interesting. And Superman turns around and he's got the rubber lips. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that scene was.
He's like, hello, children. It is me, Henry Cavill. And you're like, they couldn't have just deep faked his own face onto his face. Wouldn't that have been easier?
Much work. I feel like taking off a mustache isn't hard. It's not hard. I think I could do it. I think I could. They didn't grow a mustache. We're going to do
it. And then we'll CGI it out. Yeah, I got you. It'll be good. But, and then afterwards, we have the Batman scene where Gotham is apparently the brightest city at night ever, which again doesn't make sense. Like, Batman looks like
how
he's
Gotham is.
Yeah, Gotham
is like known
for its
like a party scene, you know? A lot of clubs going on. No crime at all.
No. There's not a whole alley dedicated to crime where Batman's parents were murdered.
I don't think so.
Super bright. And then we have the Wonder Woman scene. I would have been fine if they picked 2 of them.
Yeah. I like the Wonder Woman scene.
They should have gotten rid of the Superman one. Yeah. I think that was the worst. The Batman one didn't make a lot of sense because it's like, he's catching a guy, but the only reason he's catching the guy is to like make him scared so that the parademon can find.
Yeah, so why? So if there wasn't an alien, like if there wasn't an alien invasion going on, would he just not get him?
Like, how did he know there was an alien invasion going on?
And how did he know there was like an alien specifically in Gotham?
Yeah,
smart guy. He got good brains going on up there.
He's a detective. World's greatest detective.
But he doesn't act like the world's greatest detective for half
this
movie.
Well, he is, and they're gonna shove it down your throat.
He goes now. I need to talk to one of you who can speak to fish. Hey, world's greatest detective. Look at the drawing on the wall of the bar that depicts Jason Momoa lifting up a boat. You'll find the Aquaman.
That's your guy.
Goes, And he's like, they...
Might not
first,
be him.
First, biggest thing I've noticed in this movie, they changed so many characters' like dynamics to fit Joss Whedon's Avengers plot, because he's like, oh, those make billions of dollars. I could do that with Justice League. You can't just make them the DC characters and they'll work fine. Batman doesn't need to be Iron Man.
Like, they have comics made for them for a reason, because like they work in the comics, so just do it in the movies.
And they're like, oh, we just don't have enough source material. Over 80 years, just pick up one comic book and you'll go like, oh, Superman's supposed to be hopeful and not quipping the whole time. Huh, you know what? Something weird about this. Most of these superheroes aren't the ones who quip.
And we should just ignore it.
We normally don't jump around. We jump around all the time. I want to quickly go to the last battle real quick before we talk about more things. There was a full minute scene where they were just trading quips. Batman's all like, you're the one with the pitchfork. And Jason Momoa is like, all right, you're a bat guy. And then jumps. And then Cyborg flies in and he's all like, hey, don't ask us why we came back. It was the lady's idea. And then Wonder Woman's like, we have to have hope. And you're like, what is...
I can explain that one, actually. Yeah, I got that. So they liked the Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted it like where they all group up in the Avengers movie and then share some fun lines.
I would have lost my mind if they did the exact same camera circle shot
yeah.
where they're all doing something. And like Batman's the Hawkeye of the group where he just has a batarang aimed around and everyone
they
else
all are
is
in
doing
the
stuff.
Same exact poses too.
Yeah. Something I do want to say that's positive about Justice League. Jackson, I hope you agree with me. That first scene where we get introduced to Cyborg's character.
Yeah.
Why did we not just get a Cyborg movie?
I know. I thought that Cyborg, like, literally
one of the best
right
parts
off
of
the
movies.
Right off the bat, I was just like, Cyborg is such a like badass character.
Mm-hmm.
Like
such a cool backstory too.
Yeah.
And I think he deserved like a full origin story.
Yeah, there's a Flash TV show, there's Flash video games, there's whatever. You could just rush the Flash. Everyone goes, okay, he's got super speed. We'll work from there.
Yeah.
Cyborg has like one of two possible origins, and they're going with the newest one, and you can't just go, oh, yeah, he got Mother Box, and now he's Robot Man. Give us a movie. I want that movie. That poor guy had to go through Justice League, and now he doesn't want to do Cyborg movies anymore, like with the current DC people,
which sucks because I would like to see him in more things.
And I think it's, I mean, this is my personal opinion, but I think that the Flash and the Cyborg were the two best, like, actually contributing
for as cringy
movie,
as the Flash was at points. Flash points, huh?
that's a movie.
Yeah, I agree. They were probably part of the best parts of the movie.
I thought that, okay, yeah, there were like a couple of times where Flash was cringy, but I thought a lot of his jokes like hit. Like they were funny.
I
was laughing at them.
I disagree.
What did you not like? Tell me the specific jokes.
Well, because 90% of them. I think the one that I laughed at was the one where he was going to run back to fight with his Justice League and he looks at the Russian family and then he says like, see you later in Russian, and then runs away. Like, that was, you're like, okay, cool. He's smart and he's awkward. Every scene where he's like, I gotta eat pizza. Oh, my blood sugar's low. Oh my God, Batman,
okay,
there's
no,
your
I'm
signal.
I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about the stuff where he's like, I really hope this is East. Like, imagine if it wasn't East, then he's literally just killing people. Like, you have to understand, like, this man doesn't know his cardinal directions, and if he gets it wrong, like, people will die.
Do you know your cardinal directions just at all times?
No, I don't, but that's just the funny thing.
So Jackson's like, laughing now because a lot of people could have died. That's why
it's
Jackson's
like, that's right,
a dire
so funny.
Situation, and the thing that's preventing him from, like, you know, being certain about what he's doing is, like, cardinal directions.
And,
like, why did Batman just say, like, go that way?
I have so much technology on me. That's East.
Here, take the bat compass and go that way. He's just like, hey, Barry Allen, I need you to go 45 degrees in the east. And he's like, how? How am I supposed to do that?
I licked my finger for those of you listening.
I really liked Ezra Miller in this movie. I know that might not be a popular opinion.
No, I like Ezra Miller.
I think
he's a good choice. I hate what they did with him.
I like what they did with him. Is the thing. Like, I really like how he played the character.
A lot of people like Tom Holland's Spider-Man too, Jackson.
I know, but they need some comedic relief. Like, you can't just have edgy Batman and Wonder Woman with literally no emotion ever.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's bad in this movie.
Yeah, that was one thing I wanted to say. They completely took away... Wonder Woman is, like, the best fighter in the DC universe. Like, Wonder Woman is, like, a skilled tactician. She, like, just does this shield bash the entire movie, and it doesn't work once.
She didn't fly in this movie.
No.
And in Wonder Woman 1984...
She could fly, yes.
She could fly.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she fly in this movie?
Well, because
I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Well, why would they need to? They have the Batplane. Now, speaking of Wonder Woman, let's talk about... I want to talk about the Atlanteans and the Amazons' plans of hiding the mother boxes. Guys, hear me out.
Job.
We put them on pedestals in a separate building very far away from everyone else. Okay, are you with me?
Away from everyone who could potentially guard it.
Yeah, and then, okay, for the Amazons, they're like, all right, and here's what we'll have bows and arrows. Magic ones? No, we don't need magic ones. Oh, we'll just use regular ones. Because I'm pretty sure Steppenwolf dies from arrows. That's his weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Amazons were like, well, we have water, so the chances of him coming down here, impossible.
There's no way he can swim.
And then Steppenwolf is just like, when they were like, when he gets to Amazon, first of all, thought that was impossible. So glad that they just broke that rule immediately. Because the whole thing was like, no one can get there, no one can get out. And it's like, if you crash nearby and someone brings you on the island, it's different. But he's just like, oh, is this Amazon? Takes the box and leaves. And it was funny seeing everyone's reactions on there. They're like, how did he break through those 2 inches of brick right there? How did he do that?
That was indestructible, I thought.
Also, how overpowered is his little, like, you know, spaceship, beam me up, Scotty bullshit?
The boom tubes?
Puts him where he wants and takes him up whenever. Like, that's just,
yeah.
Well, no, what can you do?
No.
Well, that's why they needed Superman, dude.
Yeah.
Superman could just go, hey, don't do that.
And the thing is, they established it like incorrectly. They should have let him boom tubed into Amazon and he's like, I need to find the mother box. So you're like, okay, so he can't track them, but he can track where they're near, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they established in the first two mother boxes, he can teleport right to where they are. So why did
literally
he wait
right
3 days? To try to go get the third one, when he could have just been like, you know what, Parademons, you hold this. I'm going to go get it. It'll take like 5 minutes. Give me 1 second. And then the next thing I have here, the Amazons put one mother box in hiding. The Atlanteans hid one in the deepest depths of the oceans. The humans fucking buried it because they didn't know what to do with that shit. Get it out of here.
What is this?
They were like, this hole seemed deep enough? Yeah, for sure. 6 feet deep.
I mean, they hid it, but apparently it was found. Yeah. Haha, what are the odds?
Crazy.
Like, it would have been so much more interesting if he had to, like, you know, go search it out. But no, he just kidnapped a bunch of scientists.
Ugh. Yeah. Classic trope.
Yeah, I think probably my least favorite part of the movie was how the whole, like, boxes thing was set up. Because it just felt so, like... I don't know. Like, there was no effort put into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that did have a lot of effort put into it, the whole retelling of Steppenwolf's, like, history, it showed, like, the Amazons, the humans, the Atlanteans, the gods, Green Lantern showing up, all fighting him.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, that's super cool.
I like that.
Thing I didn't like. Don't fucking show me Green Lantern
if you're not gonna put him in the fucking movie.
I was like, could you imagine Green Lantern was in this movie? Like, we know you want it. We know you do. You're not going to get it.
And it's not like a tease, like oh, the Incredible Hulk or something. We're like, oh, that's going to be the next villain, maybe. It was fucking, here's a Green Lantern, and his ring shoots off into space. And you're like, oh, that's going to be one of our guys, huh? No.
Don't worry.
We got Aquaman.
Aquaman. Yeah, they got Aquaman. He swims really
well.
Are we
talking about how Aquaman did, like, literally nothing in that movie as well?
Yeah.
Useless character.
But he talks to fish.
I did like it. I enjoyed Aquaman's personality the most out of everyone's, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I prefer like an enjoyable personality to watch than like a team member who's essential. Because Aquaman was just like, I don't want to be here. This sucks. I kind of don't want to die, though. I guess I'm here. And you're like, you know what, Aquaman? Yeah. And everyone else is like,
Aquaman,
this is the right thing to do. Shut up. Half of you don't even know each other. Aquaman's the only real one out here saying, who are you?
I don't know you people. Don't want to do this, but I guess I don't have a choice.
I caught a running trend of Batman in this movie. I hear just a few samples. Throughout the movie, I caught things that Batman would just never do. And then I put them in. Like Batman, when he first sees a parademon. Oh, Batman, you and your guns. You know, his classic utility weapon. And
wait, when did he have a...
He uses a gun like 4 times in this movie.
Okay.
He likes the guns.
Give me like specific examples, because I know there's a couple where he's like...
All of them were used against parademons, but the whole thing
Are you talking about the net gun?
No, that's why would I be mad at Batman for using
I'm just making sure.
A grapple gun? No. The times he also kills people all the time. The parademons.
Why would he not kill the parademons?
I don't know.
Tie them up and interrogate them?
Why establish a character?
It's fucking Steppenwolf.
Hey, Jackson, don't get mad at me. They establish Batman as a character who doesn't use guns and doesn't kill. If you take away those two aspects, sure, you're making, depth or a different iteration. But it's not Batman.
I understand that, but you have to understand the direness of, his situation. If he just chooses not to kill and lets everyone else do it, what is he contributing? Also, the gun that he uses is like a gun he picked up from the parademons. It's obviously going to be more effective against them than his stupid his martial arts.
And Batman's known for killing people, quickest way out.
He's not killing people. He's killing parademons.
It doesn't matter. He's still
Batman.
Killing something.
It's Batman. If it was any other fucking superhero, I wouldn't give a shit. Batman has been established as the one. I'm never going to cross this line.
So what, he's going to knock out the parademons and be like, hey, Wonder Woman, come over here, chop his head off.
Maybe, but I'd prefer that to fucking Batman going, cool, Glock.
So extremely useless in this movie that, I'm glad he killed people so that he actually had some sort of
If he was, if he was going to kill him, I wish he did it in, a cool Batman way.
Like a Batman way, where he gliding kicks them off of something and then they fly into the engine of the ship and then you're like, Batman maybe or maybe didn't kill him.
He didn't really
kill
him.
He's just fucking blatantly headshot, killing spree, kill-tacular. And you're
that's
Batman.
That's fine though.
But Jackson, it's Batman.
I literally could give less of
that's why you don't care. That's why you don't care. But for a lot of people, Batman doesn't kill and doesn't use guns. So for someone who's whatever. Sure, but it's fucking Batman. That's like Superman going you know what? We need to clean this up quickly. And he just laser eyes Steppenwolf's head off. And he goes, good job, team. Bye. And then flies away. And you're like, why did you just do that?
Yeah. It's just very out of character.
Out of character.
And that's the problem with this movie is it doesn't feel like any of them are really in character with what you would expect.
I thought, once again, I'm going to say it. I thought Flash and Cyborg were really good characters. I thought Batman was utterly useless. And like I said, I'm glad he killed people because then he would have been more useless. And Wonder Woman was emotionless, emotionless sack of garbage who all she did was occasionally fight and then get beat up. And Aquaman was also kind of useless, but
yeah.
Two last things. Jackson, continue with your tirade.
I'm sorry. The whole Superman revival.
I was just about to get into that
part of the movie. He's the only character that can actually do anything in this movie, and it's so clearly shown by the fact that they revive him. They spend 3 minutes of the movie reviving him. They couldn't have made it a bigger portion of the movie where they think about it a bit more. But no, they're just we have to.
Or
try
they
this.
Don't have the thing to get him. Like they don't need the mother box. They need something else. They're just Cyborg exactly. Picks this up, shakes it, goes you hear that? It's half full. We need a little extra juice. Flash, you're up. You can't charge the box until it hits the ship fluid.
Okay, can I say something that bothers me about, when they brought him back and then they were all Superman was I'm angry, you know? I know a lot of people like that scene where, the Flash is running by him and then Superman, turns his head, at the same speed that Flash is running, super fast. I don't like that. I don't like that Superman is, as fast, if not faster, than the Flash. I don't like it. I don't care what's established in the comics. If Superman is as fast as the Flash, why is the Flash there? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Superman is just, why too. Would you need him? What, you don't need him at all.
And
it's so dumb.
Superman has two weaknesses. Kryptonite and magic. You know whose whole fucking thing is having magically enhanced weapons? Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Her sword was gifted to her from literal gods. And what do they do in this movie? Headbutt off. Let's see who's got better headbutt. Superman or Wonder Woman.
I wonder whose forehead's strong.
And you're like, why have any of these characters here if all you want to do is bring back Superman?
Can we talk about how lame, Lois Lane and Superman are, like, together, they're just such, like, base characters. They're just, like, there's nothing interesting between them. I, like, obviously, they love each other, cool.
Whatever.
But it's like, oh my gosh, Lois Lane, I need to stop being angry. And then they go to the farm, and they have some sappy, like, 5-minute stupid
I do
want to
say, I loved how she's like, why aren't you coming inside? And he's just like, corn. And he's just touching a bunch of corn in the field. This is what I miss most. I miss you too, Lois, but the corn.
Corn.
The corn.
Last thing I want to bring up before we get into the next segment. They just stole the ending of Steppenwolf from Lion King, right? Like, we all saw that, right? Where the hyenas just eat him alive.
Yeah.
The parademons are like, oh, let's eat him now.
I thought that was stupid. Like,
I mean, it's fine. Whatever. I just want to point out how it was like, you put those two scenes up next to each other. It's the pretty Lion identical. King with worse effects. We didn't even talk about the effects.
I thought...
Oh, I don't really have much of a problem with
the
effects.
I hope you don't talk bad about the effects, because I thought they were pretty good.
They're not bad at all. They're not, like, special.
I really like the flat, like, every single scene with the Flash in it was, like...
No, I like his effects.
His,
I do.
His running animation, the slow-mo was good.
Oh,
I kind of wish
he
had
ran like a person.
Yeah,
okay,
his running is pretty good, but that can be fixed easily in the next movie.
I'm like, why is he throwing
I'm sure
his
that was
like
just
that.
I'm sure that was just the directing of it all. I don't think.
No, I don't think Ezra Miller's like, no, guys, listen to me. He's got to
fling
his
like,
arms
this, it'd be
from
really
the
cool.
wrist and take 5
But also,
steps.
He's supposed to be a very inexperienced Flash, too.
Yeah,
so
I would love
like,
it if he didn't
with
trip
that, like,
as
it's kind
of
like having to learn how to run, like, when you're, like, growing up, maybe you completely have to relearn how to run fast like that, you know? Like, it's a completely different experience, obviously, so I don't know.
And you know what would be...
I don't have super speed, so...
The thing that, like, bugs me about it is they're trying to do, like, the different things, which would have been interesting. Like, for example, in Avengers, Captain America, although he's an experienced hero, he was the newest one to a team dynamic in the Avengers. Mm-hmm. And then he stood up to the occasion. They had that with the Flash. But they also had it with Cyborg. You can't do two, I'm new to this.
They all
kind of
got to have
time.
Their own things, and then those, like, things can mesh.
Yeah, like maybe
but
the
they
Flash.
All have the same thing. What's.
Yeah, maybe the Flash like was a rookie, and now he's a little more experienced. So he's like, hey, Vic, don't worry. I used to be in your shoes. Or have Victor be like, hey, you'll get over it. But they're both just, we're new. And you're like, I don't want to see two heroes be not as good as they can be.
I really dislike the Blue Lightning guys. I really do.
I would prefer yellow.
Like
from
it.
The Flash?
Yeah, I'd prefer yellow.
I mean, I thought it looked sick, but...
The Flash, like... He's like the OG Flash in this universe, right? Just do it right. Like, it would have looked so much better.
Just do it yellow. I don't know.
Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah,
like,
there's no explanation.
Other speedsters can have, like, different colors of lightning. That's fine. But he's Barry Allen. Please give the man yellow lightning. Please. Like, maybe he's just not fast enough. In the next movie, he'll have yellow lightning or something.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe he's
it, like,
not running hot
ability.
Enough.
He's not cool enough yet.
Yeah.
But I just think yellow lightning just looks like so much more cool. Yeah. Like, it doesn't just look like, oh, he has lightning trailing behind him. You're like, oh, that's the speed force. Like, it's not just lightning.
I will say I did not enjoy Steppenwolf at all. As a villain, as the CGI, as the way his voice worked. The actor didn't do a bad job. They just so post-edited him that you're like, you could put anyone in that spot and it would give the same result.
It'd sound the same.
Yeah.
I could have done it. Well, I did.
And you're like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I thought that they did a good job, not just with Steppenwolf, but with all the characters during fighting scenes. Kind of putting like a lot of emphasis on their actions. So what one example I'm gonna like pull here is probably one you remember. You know where Superman like punches the shit out of Steppenwolf and like
he just
hits him
it,
once and he like flies. Like there is so much like force behind that punch, and you can tell. And they did that with a lot of like parts. Like with some of Steppenwolf's actions, I was just like, holy shit! Like he is intending to kill with those. And it's just, I don't know. I thought that the fight scenes were actually pretty well choreographed.
Yeah, I mean, like, some scenes in the movie are good, but it doesn't make up for the fact that
it's
a god-awful movie.
Yeah, that would be like if John Wick, as great as the action is, if the basis of the plot was like, like, hey man, your shirt's inside out. And then the movie just continues and you're like,
because
what?
Like,
why
like
is
we were talking about earlier,
I
like,
agree with you guys that the movie
any
was like
any studio
of...
can produce great action scenes as long as you
obviously
have a good
yeah.
choreography and like you hire good people for effects, it can look good. But the movie really just boils down to the story, you know.
I get that, but I just like on second watch, I was mainly trying to like, you know, give credit where credit's due.
I'm with you 100%. I'm a dude who will go, cool action scene, awesome movie. Like I will like. Action scenes will make a movie for me, but like this one just didn't. It wasn't enough.
I know this is just us falling into our dynamics on this show. I hated this so much more the second time through. I'm like, I forgot J.K.
really?
Simmons was in this movie. Why do they put him in this movie? Why is Commissioner Gordon in this movie to go, hey, Batman, here's the bat signal. All right, bye.
That was another funny scene where Ezra Miller was literally just the only person
okay, I did
left.
Like, that
like
one.
After that, that was funny.
That was
I
good. That
it.
Was a good awkward comedy.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's like, oh wow, they're all just gone, and that's like the irony of it. He's the fastest one, and he was still there.
Wow, those
know,
jokes!
Just...
You did not miss any of them.
Yeah,
Jackson.
You did not miss. We could have a whole episode of Jackson reciting every Flash quip from the Justice League.
I thought it was good.
Every joke
that was
like very straightforward. Jackson's like, "That's the one. That is my favorite joke."
I will say this:
Ezra Miller was a good character.
Okay,
I don't
he
care
wasn't bad.
Says.
No, he
our
wasn't.
Main. Okay, what's your closing thoughts on our main review segment of this of Justice League? I will say I would have watched a subpar Cyborg movie over this.
I think it was better the second time around. Still
agreed.
Not good, but slightly like 2% better, I guess.
I can appreciate it a lot more from the second watch, the second like viewing.
I think
and
the
I
Zack Snyder
think...
cut has a lot of room to improve.
It
and
yeah,
I think
I'm
it kind of has
hours,
to.
It
how
has
do you not
to.
Improve off of that bad movie?
Off of a like, base, like just basically watching it, you go, oh, let's take
that's
out
like
this
getting
line,
a
this
zero
line, this...
on a test and somehow managing to get below a zero. Like, you know what I mean?
You didn't even write your name on this one.
Yeah.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment. They really just said that. Oh, yeah, even these good superhero movies have some stinker lines. The first one we're going to talk about, Batman trying to convince Aquaman to join his league. He said, you ever hear of Superman? He died fighting next to me. So you want to come join the team or what? You got him, dude. That was a good...
That's how you get people to join your team.
That was a good
bargaining. The last person who did this died.
What about you, huh? Huh?
You want to do it?
The next thing, I felt that I reflected off of this sad Alfred quote. He just said, like, 5 minutes in the movie, I don't recognize this world. I was like, amen. Amen, Alfred. I don't know what this is. We have another one. It just sums up Steppenwolf's character perfectly. I will awaken, mother. You will love me. Classic Steppenwolf line.
Classic
Steppenwolf line.
That's exactly what it's all about, baby.
Underrated scene in Justice League. The random news bit they had about the mother of the wife having her husband kidnapped by aliens. She said, I'll stick an alien probe up your ass. Actual line in the movie.
Uh-huh. Favorite.
Proverbs starring Ma Kent when she's talking to Lois Lane. Jump like a cougar if you miss by a dime. Jackson, you want to try to explain that one to me? What is jump like a cougar? What is jump like a cougar if you miss by a dime mean?
If you're supposed to jump really high, if you miss by a very small margin. I could not.
I actually like know what it means, but it's still
do
stupid.
Do you, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Yes. It means like if you have a goal, right, and you just barely miss it, don't try and just reach the goal. Try and jump past the goal. Try and do even better than your original goal. If you barely miss it, you can obviously improve and do much better.
But why do they phrase it like that?
It's a dumb phrasing, and it took me that entire time you guys were laughing about it to figure
jump
it out.
By a, jump by a cougar if you miss like a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Another great line. You know that fun trope they have in movies where someone is trying to ask a question and the person already has the answer ready?
Mm-hmm.
Batman was asking Wonder Woman how long they have until the end of the world thing starts, and the thing goes, you know, how long thing. Until days, and that was their and he's like, I didn't even, how long until lunch is ready? I mean, let me finish the question, Wonder Woman. I am a snack hole. Classic line from Barry Allen. Another one we have for Batman while he's flying his Crawley Wall ship. Jesus, he is tall. Thanks, Batman. World's greatest detective right there.
Batman is a Christian. Confirmed.
You know what I really like when, because sometimes writing is so hard. Characters just got to tell the audience what they should be understanding. Why is this character doing this? Batman's like, we got to bring Superman back. Wonder Woman responds with, why? Because of your guilt? Thanks, Wonder Woman. I was lost for a second. I didn't quite understand where he was going with that.
I didn't
that.
Piece it together because, you know, there's just a vast history of movies we needed to watch in order to understand that. You know,
two
all
of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have another one. Batman saying, Superman is more human than I am. Just poetry. It rhymes.
Beautiful.
It rhymes. Batman's so deep, he's a poet.
And it kills people.
This was the one line I did like from Barry Allen. When they brought back Superman, and then Wonder Woman's like, he's confused, he doesn't know who he is. Barry Allen responds, Pet Cemetery. Like Pet Cemetery. He just said it to himself under his breath. Pet Cemetery.
Well, no, it's because he like already said Pet Cemetery like before, I know. So he's like referencing.
It was a good one. That was the one I was like, all right, Barry. When Clark got brought back to life, mostly, you smell good. Did I not before? Great line. Great line.
Did I not? Guys, did I not before?
What the fuck? Did I smell bad when
I
died?
What did I smell like?
Lois.
Dude.
Did I crap my Kryptonian suit? Lois, be honest. And then we got another one. Batman's like, we need to maybe check the currents of the ocean. Can you talk to fish? Aquaman. The water does the talking. Batman. Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks for that scene. I really enjoyed just the way Henry Cavill said this line because it was just so quick and like distorted. His mom runs up to him and he's like, is that really you? And he goes, it's really Mima.
Mima.
It's really Mima.
It's really Mima.
And I had to read back. I was like, you say Mima?
That was a thing when the movie came out. Do you remember that?
What? Mima?
That line.
It's really Mima?
Like, there was like a whole article about that line.
No way.
I remember that. Oh, it's really Mima.
And then the final line I have, which really encapsulates the essence of Justice League, when Batman is just getting his car destroyed, he goes, this isn't the plan. And then everyone comes in and Alfred goes, no, it's a team. Thanks, Alfred.
I agree. That was...
He said that and I was like, Alfred, what are you doing here?
Get out of here, Alfred.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out of my Justice League.
Cut it out.
All right. But that was, they really said that. Another classic bit. You know what we're doing differently for this review, Jackson?
Having other people's reviews?
Yep, we're taking all the effort off of us. Don't take our words for what we thought of Justice League. Take these people from classic, respectable sites. Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, and the YouTube comment section.
Mm-hmm.
We got some goodies here. Jackson, I would like you to start us off.
All right, so I have a review from IMDb. It is 1 out of 10 stars titled, Damn It. And it says...
It says,
first of all, I was a bit skeptical about this movie and thought the runtime, under 2 hours, was way short. And I wasn't completely wrong, though. The action scenes were all already on the trailers. From now on, Steppenwolf is the second worst DCEU villain right after Enchantress. The plot didn't know where it was going. Already hated the Flash character. He was annoying just like Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad. This Flash character tried way too hard to be funny and
this
ended up
Flash
being
character.
The cheesiest, cringiest character on the movie. Not in the movie.
On the movie?
On the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that Zack tried hard, very hard, to fit everything nicely into the movie, but overstuffing was bound to happen. Other than that, I think there are some fanboys who will be satisfied no matter how bad the movie is.
There you go,
I think
Jackson.
Zack Snyder wrote that one.
It.
Yeah.
Like, just the compliment
no,
to himself. He's like, well,
this
I think
guy
he tried
was like the
best,
polar
but...
opposite of me.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do mine? Because Camden, you were very proud about your two. So
I'm proud of my second one.
Okay, well then
like
you
fine.
Go.
Then.
You take this one.
Okay, this one is recent, January of this year.
Wow.
There's no title. It gets half a star out of 5 stars, And the name is Oscurus E. O-S-K-U-R-U-S. Mm-hmm. It's a very short review, two sentences. Why are you laughing? I mean, sorry. A terrible version of Stephen King's book. So we're just starting off with that. I with Amber Harold, who is radioactive. That's it. That's the review.
Oh, man. I feel like I just watched the movie.
Where were they going with that?
I don't know what it means. A terrible version of Stephen King's book. Yeah, okay, no, but uh-huh. All right, all
right.
I with. Don't know what that means. I with Amber Harold. Not heard. Harold. Who is radioactive?
I think a good review, like all good art, makes you self-reflect about yourself. Who is radioactive?
Yeah. That's but it's one sentence. I with Amber Harold, who is radioactive. So is it like I am with Amber Harold? Like they're with them, and then Amber Harold is radioactive?
Oh, yeah, it's like
where does Stephen King come into this?
A Pet Cemetery. That is a lovely
Barry Allen. Don't you know the classic Stephen King novel?
Justice League.
Justice League.
All right, I got one from IMDb. God. This one is a 1 out of 10. Incoherent CGI gibberish by Dark Moonuk 21. This one's from April 2018. So they had a whole year to sit on this one.
Yeah.
Might as well watch the cutscenes from a video game. The CGI was poorly implemented. The villain absolutely pointless. Superman's resurrection wasted. Why not give him a few movies to find a villain worthy and build suspense? Each of the characters in Twisted to ape the Avengers in their roles, especially Flash/Spidey, but with none of the depth.
None of the depth. Hate that.
Truly a pointless exercise and a wasted opportunity. Spare yourself the disappointment. How it is a 8+ on here discredits IMDb. Such a shame. Frowny face. P.S. The CGI, really, that is bad.
P.S. The CGI, really, that is bad.
What got me was this one. I want a second crack at this little section. I want to break down this one. Each of the characters in Twisted to ape the Avengers in their roles.
You have to agree.
He makes a good point. They are in Twisted to ape the Avengers in their roles, you know?
That's all you can do.
Like, I know what the guy meant, but oh my God.
All right, so my second review, also from IMDb, is the polar opposite of the one that I just went over. Mm. That one was called Damn It. Gave him a 1 out of 10 star. This one is called A Great Goddamned Movie and is given 10 out of 10 stars.
Beautiful.
This is direct quotes from what he said. If you love comic books and you are ready to see a superhero movie, then this movie is what you need to see. All right, so there's two checks that you need to...
Two requirements.
Check. Yes. Are you ready to see a superhero movie?
Check. Of course.
Justice League.
There it is.
That's the one.
Some people may see that this movie is not as good as Marvel's, but let me tell you something. Yes, the DC universe is darker than Marvel's. Personally, I do not understand how that is a bad thing. In my opinion, both Marvel and DC movies are worth watching and are unique.
Mm-hmm. How sweet.
That's it. That's the review.
How sweet.
He was literally like...
He like set up a whole essay and then just stopped after the intro paragraph.
Yeah, he just stopped.
Like he wrote he was done.
Do you like comic books? Do you like superheroes? DC is darker than Marvel. You should watch the movie.
He didn't even say like, you should watch Justice League.
Now let me stop you right here. Have you ever been interested in a superhero film before? Marvel is baby stuff compared to DC. Okay. Just like distant walking away.
A great
they're different things and
movie.
They're unique. Bye.
First of all, do you want movie? Okay.
Good for you.
Good for you. Camden, you said you had a great one. for this last one. It's... So I'll go before you. I got another 1 out of 10 from IMDb. Horrible, terrible, rancid. From Dianzi 2674916. This is from November 2017. I think they watched this movie and immediately made their
immediately
review.
Immediately went, like...
As a DC fanboy, I give up and throw in towel on the in DCEU movies. Just give up and leave the awesome movie making to the more superior Marvel studs at studios. I feel a bigger connection to Meek on the Thor Ragnarok in character and any on JLA Justice League. The Flash character has been doe before and in better in Days of Future Past. Jason Momoa looks more like Biker than the King of Atlantis. Someone needs to feed Gal Gadot because I want my Wonder Woman fit, not like Tom Hanks in the end of Philadelphia. And this is where he gets controversial here. He starts making comparisons that this man hated this movie so much that he is willing to ruin his future. He says, and I quote, the story was as messy as Donald Trump's hair in the wind. The CGI was as fake as Kylie Jenner's face. All in all, I hate this movie with such disdain. I hate it like Kevin Spacey hates boobies. Don not waste your time and money go Thor C again. Period. Okay.
As funny as it was, I respect the guy. He went in and did not stop. He did not even take a breath.
There was no periods in that until the end.
Really?
There was no period until he would.
Well, it was dramatic. He was like, mic drop, boom.
And
he said, mic drops throughout it.
He had two periods. One at the end of, I hate it like Kevin Spacey hates boobies. Classic. Bam. Hits you right there. You're like, oh, no. And then he
that
puts another
bad
one. Don not waste time and money see go Thor again. Period.
Yep. I felt that one deep in my soul.
I think I had a stroke reading that. All right, Camden, take us home.
All right. So before I go, I don't want to pronounce things super wrong because it's going to get confusing. So just every time I say scene, it's spelled S-E-N-E, okay?
Like
just
movie
to,
scene.
Just to start off. Like yeah, like in this scene, it's spelled S-E-N-E, like Sene. Okay. Simon F. on Rotten Tomatoes, 2 out of 5 stars, okay? September 7th, 2020. So, pretty recent.
Pretty recent.
You know, he just watched it. It sucked. With the T. Few good scene, don't make a great movie. Only scene worth watching is Superman fighting or bitch slapping the League. Can't wait for Snyder version. Also, WTF is up with Flash scene in end with pink drug-induced collars and octopus attacking hentai porn shit.
Wait.
I'll repeat that again.
I would love another crack at this.
Also, WTF is up with Flash scene in the end with pink drug-induced collars and octopus with two S's attacking hentai porn shit. Maybe
I don't think we saw the same.
I 100% did.
Maybe second remake is better. Maybe second remake is better.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, that's it. That's the review.
That was a great review.
Overall good
if there's
review.
Anything else
pink
to sum up.
Pink drug-induced collars and octopus attacking hentai porn shit. That's just a sentence right there. Like, you gotta take a breath after
that
reading
is
that.
Just,
you know
like,
what I mean?
You gotta get like, the Gatorade whoo! And that little
like, that's
wet
a
towel.
Whole paragraph in an essay. Like, you gotta
you
indent
gotta change
after
shirts
that. Like,
before
that's
you
a
go
whole
back
statement.
In. Oh, man.
Good job, Simon.
Now, before we close off on this Justice League part one, what do we want to rate this movie out of 5 My Mans?
I'll give it a 3.5.
Really? Wow.
All that, like, boosting of it, and you give it a 3.5.
Wow.
I was going to give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
3.5 is about...
7 out of 10.
It was
okay.
Actually 3.25, so it's just...
Yeah.
My God, shut up.
I'll give it a... Just barely a 2. Just barely.
And I will go slightly below that because I know I disliked it more than you did, Camden. so I will say a 1.98. My man's,
well, mine's
out
just
of 5.
Barely. My man.
My man.
My man. My man. My man. Nola.
We want to thank you so much for joining us on our latest episode. Hopefully we didn't hurt any hardcore DC fans out there. And we can all cross our fingers that the Snyder Cut puts this shameful movie to rest. Now, next week we are taking a look at the first episode of Superman and Lois on the CW. Maybe this Superman won't have a weird mustache face. We can only hope. And then we're going to look at the penultimate episode of WandaVision. Maybe Mephisto. We don't know.
Maybe Mephisto will pull out his fisto and punch people.
Like in a trench coat he's wearing one. He's like, yeah. Look what I got right here. Yeah. It's a knuckle sandwich. We will see you all next week. Take care.
Bye.
See ya.
Why do you always pause?
Wouldn't want to be ya.
You wait so long.
Wouldn't want to be ya. Unless I wanted to be a little bitch. That's a quote.
Oh.